With all this rain, a lot of Oklahoma producers are wondering when to sell their wheat. And Kim, you got cornered by the boles from Noble County the other day. What did you tell them?
Well, the question everybody's asking, and they ask, is when do I sell my wheat? And I say now's about as good a time as any. Let's look at a couple numbers. Your cash price in Oklahoma, $7 plus in most areas. If you look back at the six-year average annual price, $6.52, so we're above that. You look at the June price average over the last 6 years, $6.48. Last year this time, or the June average 2013 price, was $7.35. So you look at that, $7 plus is a relatively good price as you look back over the last 6 years.
Okay, what is the best month to actually sell your wheat in?
Again, we can look back at history. It does give us an indication of our price range or what could happen. But the six-year average June price is $6.48. We talked about that. The average July price, $6.52. August, $6.75. September, $6.49. Drops off in October, $6.23, November, $6.22, and December, $5.99. Now, these are the prices minus storage and interest. So that tells you any time between June and the end of September is a relatively good time. If you look at last year, you've got $7.35 in June, then it drops off to $6.93, $6.74, $6.61, popped up in October, average $7.11, then back down to $6.78 and $6.20. Again, harvest is a relatively good time. You did have another opportunity out in the October time period.
Okay, we learned in our economics class there's supply and demand. Let's talk about how that's affecting the wheat market right now.
I think that's important because this year's situation is a lot like last year. You look at hard red winter wheat, around 200 million bushels ending stocks projected, the average around 300. All wheat, 574 million bushels, the average 776. Tight stocks, but if you look at foreign, 6.36 billion bushels, the average 6.28 average. So this year's a lot like last year, and so it's possible our prices track like we did last year. But you know, again, you're depending on the Australian Argentine crops, what's going to happen there. You've got that uncertainty.
Australia, Argentina, a lot of numbers. What does this mean?
Means if you don't want to take risk or you can't afford risk, now's probably a pretty good price, and I don't think you're going to lose a lot of money selling for $7 or better. If you want to take some risk, I would do a third, a third, and a third, or sell half of it and do a fourth and a fourth September, October, and November these time period.
Now we're a lot of numbers, Argentina, Australia, and a third, a third, a third, half, quarter, quarter. Got it now. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.